Okay, good morning everybody. And Frelich and Chanukah. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Nun Ches. We are holding on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Ella, the last line of the page on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom. It's also dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gervich in appreciation of their children's Rebbeim and Morot. And it's also sponsored by Linda Schicker to commemorate the second yard site of her father-in-law, Rav Shmuel ben Eliezer Lipman Halevi, Allah Shalom, and Shama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we were right in the middle of a sugya, and we have brought two rayas to a shaila that was raised in yesterday's daf. The shaila was raised by someone by the name of Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama, and he wanted to know that if you have an onion that you uproot from the karka during Shemitah, so it has Kedusha Shviyas, and then you replant it during the eighth year, and it continues to grow, so it's Rabu Gidula Valikaro. So the shaila is, do we assume that the gidulim are nimshach achar the ikker or not? What exactly the shaila was? Was he asking about the status of the ikker, the status of the gidulim, the status of both? That was a machlokas rishonim. But Begadol, he was asking, do we assume that the gidulim are nimshach after the ikker? So we had two rayas in yesterday's daf. The gemara in today's daf is going to bring three more rayas to figure out whether the gidulim are nimshach after the Iker. Once the Gemara gets to the third Raya, which appears at the very bottom of Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to reject the third Raya in three different ways. Three rejections to the final Raya, which is really the fifth Raya in total, the third Raya on today's daf. The Gemara is going to have three rejections to that Raya, that the Gidulei Heter can be Mevatel the Isser, and are not Nimshach Acharav. Then the Gemara is going to suggest that when an Isser emanates from the Karka, that you can have this concept of Bittel by planting it in the Karka. Meaning this whole concept that something could become Batel, that an Isser could become Batel by planting it in the Karka, does not seem to conform to the normal rules of Bittel, to the normal method of Bittel. Bittel is normally just a Tyroves. You mix things together, and then there's a Bittel. Over here, you're taking a Davar Aser, you're planting it in the ground, things are growing, and somehow that causes Bittel. So the Gemara is going to suggest that type of Bittel only works for the types of things that are that the Isser emanates from Karka itself. But if the Isser doesn't come from Karka, the Isser comes from a Davar Chitzoni, it comes from something beyond the Karka. It's Tevel, that the Bittel, that the Isser comes from just Miruach HaKri, or other things that are not necessarily Karka-based, then you wouldn't have this option of Bittel in the Karka. So that's going to be the last point that the Gemara is going to make on today's daf. So let's begin at the bottom line of daf Nun Zayin and Beis. Again, we're trying to figure out if you have a davar, you have a Shemitah produce, and you plant it in the ground in the eighth year, and then it grows, do we assume that the gidulim are nimshach after the ikker, and therefore there's still some sort of status of Shemitah? So ela min hadah, you want to bring a raya, says the Gemara, let's bring a raya, a third raya from the following brisa. Titanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, the brisa tells us, Rabbi Shimon gives us a rule, and he tells us, kol davar sheyesh lo matirin, any item of iser that has the ability to go back to become heter, even without Bittel, without utilizing Bittel, it can become Heter again. What are examples of Isurim that the Isur is just going to disappear and it's going to become Heter? Kigon Tevel. You have Peros of Tevel that get mixed in with Peros of Chulin, and you could be Matir them just by being Mafresh Trumas or Maestros from other Peros of Tevel. So you can transform these Peros of Tevel from an Isur Tevel into Chulin. You could turn them into Heter by being Mafresh Trumas and Maestros. Or Meiser Sheni, you have Peros of Meiser Sheni that you could be matir them by being poda them for money, or by bringing the entire Tarovs to Yerushalayim and eating it in Yerushalayim, b'tahara, it's totally mutter to eat in Yerushalayim. The Hegdish, or you have something that was huktash to the Beis HaMikdash, where you could be poda it for Kesef, and you could be making it into Chulin, v'chadash, or you have the new grain that becomes mutter ba'achila after the Korban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, so that's Matir the Tvua Chadasha. In all of those cases, if these items became, while they were Aser, became mixed in with the Davra Mutter, in a Min Bimino Tairoves, with a like kind, Lo Nasu Ben Chamsh, shear. There is no shear that will allow for bittul. Even if it's be'elef, it's not going to become batel, because the tarovus is going to be asur b'achila until you're actually matir the isur. You have to, since these isurim can become mutter, you can't rely on bittul, you need to make them mutter. Why is it that the davar sheyesh lo matirin cannot have bittul? So as we mentioned, it's a two famous deos in Rishonim. There's the sheet of Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Beitz and Dav Gimel that says, since it could become mutter l'achar zman, the chacham mor machmir, don't eat it b'isser. Ad she yochlenu b'isser, yochlenu b'heder. Why would you rely on bittul to be mevatel in isser if you could just make it mutter? Bittul is not something we're happy about. How do I know it's not something we're happy about? Ein mevatel in isser l'chachila. We don't generate bittul. We're not excited about bittul is something that happens that you sometimes have to rely on. So if you don't have to rely on it, don't rely on it. So therefore, we're not going to rely on bittul. That's Rashi. The Ran had explained a more nuanced approach that we mentioned yesterday again, the Ran back on Dufflin Bays, that says a davar sheyesh lo matirin means that the item itself has characteristics of heter. And if it has characteristics of heter, there's no conflict when it gets mixed with other items of heter. And if there's no conflict, there's no bittul. Bittul is when one item overwhelms the others. That's the Ran's Mahalich in terms of why there's no bittul on a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The examples that were given of a davar sheyesh lo matirin are interesting over here. We mentioned Tevel as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So it sounds like the reason Tevel is not batel, it sounds pretty clear from this price, is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The problem is, this is not the only sugya in Shas that talks about why Tevel is not batel. There is a sugya in Maseches Avodah Zarah on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that gives another reason. And it says, because kehetero kachisuro, just like hetero bekol shehu, so too isuro bekol shehu. What does that mean, hetero bekol shehu? Let's say you have tevel and you want to be mafresh truma from your tevel. How are you mafresh truma from your tevel? How much truma do you need to be mafresh from the tevel in order to take away the status of tevel? Chita achas poteres is kol akri. You can have a whole silo full of grain, one little stalk of wheat, and that patters the entire thing. It patters the entire silo. Me ikra din. Okay, we try to do better than that. We try to do 1/40th if you're generous, 1/50th if you're average, 1/60th if you're a little stingy. But me ikra din, chita achas, poteres is kol akri. So katero kachisuro. If you could be matir with chita achas, then one chita of tevel is going to aser an entire tarovis. There's not going to be any bittel. So that's the reason given in Maseches Avodah Zarah, not that Tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So Tosfos raises the question over here, why do we need a second reason why Tevel is not going to become batel? And Tosfos says that over there we're talking about Tevel that the Bailim went to Medina Sayyam and there's no one to be matirit. So therefore, it's considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Meaning Tevel is usually a davar sheyesh lo matirin because you can be matirit by being mafresh truma. But it's not always davar sheyesh lo matirin because only the Bailim can be matir by being mafresh truma, and he's not here. He went to Medina Sayyam. So now it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, so I need another reason why it can't become batel, and that's where the Gemara in Avodah Zarah comes in. Tosos in Maseches Avodah Zarah gives a different answer. He says the reason of yesh lo matirin is not going to work in a situation where the Bailim is not be'ir, and there's a tareach and a hotza'ah, there's a lot of tircha and expense to go to bring him to the Bailim in order that he could be mafresh them and to be misakin the taroves, and therefore it would be considered ein lo matir, and that's what he says over here as well. And the reason of hetero kehetero kachisuro is only going to work for truma, but it's not going to work for meiser rishon that's tovel for truma's meiser. Meaning, if something is if you already gave meiser rishon to the levi, the levi has to take truma's meiser, which also is a different truma, but the truma's meiser is not a chita achas. The truma's meiser is 10%. So that svara is not going to work for Chumas Meiser that Ketero Kachi Suro. So says the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Pedalin. Ooh, so if you put two and two together, if the reason I need both reasons that Tevel is not going to become Batel, I need a reason that it's Dover Sheish Lamatirin because sometimes Ketero Kachi Suro is not going to work by Chumas Meiser. I need a reason of Ketero Kachi Suro because sometimes davar sheyesh lo matirin is not going to work if the Bailim is bin Medina Sayyam. What if both of those factors are in play? What if the Bailim is bin Medina Sayyam and it's Trumas Meiser. So then it taka will become batel. Then it's going to be a davar she'ein lo matirin, because you're not going to be able to say keteru kach yisuro because it's Trumas Meiser, so it's 10%, and you're not going to be able to say that it's davar she'ein lo matirin because the bialim is not here, so it's ein lo matirin. Then it's taka going to become batel. So Minchas Chinuch says, so it's important to realize that that this answer, how you answer this question of reconciling the sugyas, is really important, because it could actually where there might be a situation where it's going, where it's taka going to become batel. Another example we gave was Meiser Sheni. So Meiser Sheni, we said, is Dov Sheshel Matirin. Why is a Meiser Sheni a Dov Sheshel Matirin? So the Ran and the Mefarish said, because you could be poda Meiser Sheni. As the Tosus and the Rosh write as well. However, they also say that the reason it's Sheshel Matirin is because not only can you be poda it, you can bring it. You can bring the produce itself to Yerushalayim and eat it betahara. So even if it got mixed outside of Yerushalayim, if the tarovas happened outside of Yerushalayim, the fact that you could bring the whole tarovas to Yerushalayim means that it's davar she'esh l'matirin. However, the Rambam and the Bar Tanura write that the din that there's no bittul by Meiser Sheni is only when it's in Yerushalayim, because then you could eat the whole thing right where you are. So that's why it's considered davar she'esh l'matirin. But if it got mixed, if Meiser Sheni got mixed in with chulin outside of Yerushalayim, you would not consider it a davar she'esh l'matirin, and it would become it would therefore become batel, because you don't call it davar she'esh l'matirin when it's going to be an extreme tircha and expense in order to be matirit. So if you have a whole bunch of produce outside of Yerushalayim, to schlep it all to Yerushalayim is going to be a tircha and a shipping expense and gas prices and everything. You know, to get it to Yerushalayim is going to be a whole thing. So therefore, that's not called davar she'esh l'matirin. Davar she'esh l'matirin is davar she'esh l'matirin bekal. It's got to be somewhat easy to be matirit. If it's going to be a whole thing to be matirit, then we're not going to apply the principle of davar she'esh lo matirin. So that's an important principle that apparently is a machlokas rishonim, right? The Rambam and Bar Tanura apparently are magdir davar she'esh lo matirin is davar she'esh lo matirin bekal, whereas Tosfos and the Rosh apparently hold that no, if there's any way to be matirin, even if it's going to be a big schlep and it's going to be a big expense, then it's called a davar she'esh lo matirin. Now this concept of davar she'esh lo matirin, that something that's a davar she'esh lo matirin cannot become batel, causes the Achronim to ask the following interesting question. There, many Rishonim and Achronim cite a medrash that tells us that la'asid lavo, a chazer is going to become mutter, that a pig is going to become mutter. So if that's true, that la'asid lavo, a chazer is going to become mutter, and that is quoted by the Rochaim HaKadosh, the Ramami Panu, the Rochaim Palaji, they also, la'asid lavo, the chazer is going to become mutter. So how could a chazer, if a chazer doesn't become mutter, why isn't every chazer considered davar she'esh l'matirin? Anytime you have basar chazer that gets mixed, right? Every example you ever had when you were in yeshiva of something becoming batel b'shishim was some chazer schmaltz falls into the chalent or into the chicken soup. That's a bad example. Chazer schmaltz is davar she'esh l'matirin. It should never become batel. Even shishim elef doesn't matter. It should never become batel. So how come we assume the chazer does become batel? So the Achronim have a number of suggestions. Some suggest that lasa lavo, the chazer is not going to become mutter. It's that the chazer as is not going to become mutter. It's just going to start chewing its cud. So if the chazer starts chewing its cud, good. So that chazer will be mutter. But all the chazer that we have now is never going to become mutter because it doesn't chew its cud and it's already slaughtered. It's already dead, right? So it's not going to become mutter. The Radvaz suggests that it doesn't mean that basar chazer is going to become mutter. What the Medrash means to say is that Yisrael are going to be achlu mashmanim, that we're going to be able to, it's going to be ki'ilu chazer's mutter. The chazer is so readily available that we're going to have so much stuff readily available to us, it's going to be ki'ilu that chazer became mutter. It's speaking metaphorically. The Radvaz says, al pi derech sod, the Radvaz deals with this issue, and he says that the Medrash means that l'mayla, there's a shade, and his name is Chazriel, and it's a big kategor on Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put him back on our side, and he's going to be a sanegar for Klal Yisrael. So that's what so he says. That's what it means. Chazer is going to become mutter. That this Chazriel is now going to become on our side. Many others, the Bnei Saschar and others, write that even though it's morgul b'pi'a'am, that lasa lavo, Chazer is going to become mutter. mutter, go find the medrash that says it. You're not going to find it. There's no medrash that says it. So everyone's asking Akasha based on what they heard. Supposedly there might be some. There's no medrash. We don't have anything that actually says that's true. And the Rav Chaim Palagi in his Shuvah Slev Chaim suggests that no, Chaz is going to become mutter Bahura Shah during a milchama because it's going to be Armageddon. We're going to have like this major milchama. So a Shah, we're going to have to be matir Chazer. But it doesn't mean that actually Chazer is going to become mutter. It's only going to be as a status of a Rasha. Okay, so anyway, so the klal that we're learning is that whenever you have a davar sheyesh matirin, and we gave several examples of davar sheyesh matirin, there's no bittul. They're called davar sheyin lo matirin. But when you have something that will not become mutter, kigon, truma gedola will never become mutter. The Yisrael is mafreshit, he gives it to a kohen, and now it's asur for a zar, it's asur for a non kohen to eat it. Now the truth is, you could always be shoel on your hafrasha of truma and be matir it that way. But the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf, it's not omid lakach, meaning when you're mafresh truma, it's not a part of the plan or part of the agenda to ever be shoel on your hafrasha and to undo the hafrasha. And therefore, even though it's possible for it to become mutter, it's not considered davar sheyesh lamatirin. Utrumas meiser, or the levi takes trumas meiser to give to the kohen, that's also truma, so that's a davar she'en lo matirin. Or chala, when you have chala that you mafresh from a dough to give to a kohen, it also has a status of truma. Va'arla, peiros that grow on a tree in the first 3 years that from the time you planted it, is asur b'achilu ba'ana, and it's not, and it never becomes mutter. V'kilei akerem, or you have something that grows in a mixture in a vineyard where it becomes asur, both the grapes and the other zera that you plant there are asur b'achilu u'ba'ana and will never become mutter. So since they're never going to become mutter, nasmem chacham shir. That's why there's a shir for the bittul. They are subject to bittul because there's no other way to be matir them. What exactly is the shir to the bittul? Well, it depends which one we're talking about. When it comes to truma, trumas meiser, and challah, the shir is b'meya, that it's echad b'meya. When it comes to arla and kilei kerem, it's b'masayim, that you need a 200-to-1 ratio. But the bottom line is that there is a shir, that there is a bittul for those things. So that's the klal that Rabbi Shimon said, that whenever you have a davar sheyesh lo matirin, there's no bittul. Whenever you have a davar she'ein lo matirin, there is bittul. So amru lo, the chacham said back to Rabbi Shimon, is that true? That whenever you have a davar she'ein lo matirin, there is bittul. Valo shvius. What about peros of shvius after the zman bior had already arrived? Ein la matirin. There's no way to be matir. Once the zman bior comes, those peros are usher forever. Valo nasim b'cham shir. So you would think that there would be bittul. Yet there is no shir of bittul. How do I know there is no shir of bittul? Ditnan, because we have a mishnah. Hashvius oseres peros of shvius that get mixed in with peros of chulin will usher the entire taharoves. That as long as it's a min bimino tyroves, it will last even just a kolshu. You can have 1,000-to-1 ratio of chulin to the perus of shvius. Aye, but it's davar she'ein lo matirin, so shouldn't we say that it's subject to bittul? So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Shimon defended himself and he said, no, don't ask me from that mishnah. Really, by the yisur of shvius, it doesn't always ask for kolshu. And it's so clear to me, it's as if the mishnah itself gives a siyag and saying afani lo amarti elu lebiur, that I only said that shvius is going to ask for kolshu in a case where the peros got mixed in before the zman abiur, so you have to be careful to eat the entire taroves prior to the zman abiur, because since you have the ability to eat it all before the zman abiur, so do that, meaning peros of shvius are mutar b'achila. They only become usher after the biur. So if your peros of shvius got mixed in with chulin and it's not yet the zman abiur, eat it! Just eat it all! So you won't have to worry about any sort of bittul. Avalachila, but if they got mixed in after the zman abiur, where now it's never going to become mutter, so then, einachinami, benosin tam, then it's going to be subject to regular dinim of bittul. It's only not subject to bittul when it's a davashiyesh lamatirin. It's a davashiyesh lamatirin before the zman abiur, because you could still eat it. But it's not yesh lamatirin, it's dvar heter. It's actually mutter before the zman abiur. But after the zman abiur, once it actually becomes aser, then einachinami, it's subject to bittul. Like any other iser. Now this is the raya. The raya back to Rabbi Yisrael Ish Kvarako. How does this raya connect back? From the fact that the Mishnah in Shvius asers kol shu b'mina, and the case is that there's a taroves of peru Shvius that get mixed with peru shel hater, or gidule Shvius that get mixed with an ikr shel hater, meaning that's the extension. We're saying just like this Mishnah was talking about Perush Shel Shvius that got mixed with Perush Shel Heter, it might as well have been talking about a case of Gidulei Shvius that came out of an Iker Shel Heter, that you had an onion that was from a non-Shemitah year, you put it in the ground during Shemitah, and it grew during the Shemitah year. So you take from the sixth year onion, you put it in the ground, and it grows during the Shemitah year. And if it grows a Kol Shu, the entire onion becomes Aser because of the Tarovus Isser Shabbat. It doesn't matter how much ratio of heter to isser you have. So you see that the ikr is nimshach after the gidulim, and the gidulim has the ability to aser the heter. So we could be poshet the suffix of Yisrael Ish Kfar Yama, who asked about the opposite. He asked about a case where the onion of heter was planted in the ground that grew during Shemitah. He asked the opposite. He asked about a case of an onion of Shemitah that was planted and grew during the, and new gidulim came out during the eighth year. But if you're going to say that the ikr is nimshach, that the gedulim are nimshach after the ikr, so we, in our case, you should say it in his case as well, that the gedulim are nimshach after the ikr, and therefore, if there's enough. Even in that case, we should say that the nimshach ikr ha'asar achra gidulim shal heter. That's what it is. That the ikr is nimshach after the gidulim, meaning, if you're going to say in a case where you plant peros of non-Shemitah in the Shemitah year, that if it grows in the Shemitah year a kol shehu, the entire thing becomes aser, because the ikr is nimshach after the gidulim, that we look at the gidulim to determine the whole thing, well then in the opposite case, the case of Yisrael Ishkvar Yama, we should say the same thing, that the ikr is nimshach, the ikr which was aser, should be nimshach after the gidulim of heter, and if there's enough, it should be able to be mevatalit. So that's the raya. So says Gemara, nah, no, the case that we said it is a case to be machmir, that we're machmir, that if you take a non-Shemitah item and plant it during Shemitah, and it grows during Shemitah, we're machmir to say that the ikr is nimshach after the gidulim. But would you say it lakula, when you take a Shemitah onion and you put it in the ground, that the ikr is going to be nimshach after the gidulim that grow in the eighth year? No, we're not necessarily going to say it lakula, we only say it lachurma, and therefore it's not necessarily a great raya. Now we mentioned this concept of biur, that before the biur you're allowed to eat it, after the biur you're not allowed to eat it. So just to remind ourselves, what exactly is this concept of biur? What is this mitzvah of biur when it comes to Shemitah? So the Torah tells us, that when you have Shemitah produce, it could be eaten by animals, it could be eaten by behemos and by chayos. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Beis and the Midrashim Taras Kohanim say, well, wait a second. If a chaya which is not in your rishos is allowed to eat it, a behema which is in your rishos, of course you'll be allowed to eat it. So with the Gemara Darshans, no, it must be that it's teaching me that kolzman shechaya ochelus min asada tochel lebehem tocham min abayis, that as long as the produce is still available out in the fields and a wild animal can come get it, then you're allowed to feed it to your behemos, or to, for that matter, to yourself in your bayis. But once it's kolzman shechaya min asada, it's no longer available to the chaya out in the field, so then you're not allowed to eat it in your bayis either. So while Shemitah produce is mutar ba'achila, you're not allowed to plant during Shemitah, you're not allowed to do business with Shemitah, but if you have Shemitah produce, you're allowed to eat it, but that's only kolzman that it's available to the chaya basada. But once it's no longer available to the chaya basada, you have a mitzvah's biur. What exactly is the mitzvah's biur? Three shitos in Rishonim. The Rambam shita in Hilchah Shemitah V'Yovel Parag Zayin Alach Gimel is that once it's not available in the field to the chaya, you are mechalik the peros that you have in your house to your neighbors, to your relatives. Everyone gets kedei mazon shalosh suudos, and you leave yourself kedei mazon shalosh suudos for each of the members of your household. And if you have too many peros, whatever peros are left afterwards, you have to be mevar min olam by being a sorif be'esh, or throwing it into the yamamelech, something like that. So you try to invite as many people as you can to try to take three suudos worth of peros, and you're only allowed to keep three suudos worth of peros, and whatever extras you have after that, you have to destroy. The Ravitz shita in the Sasagos and the Rambam is that there are two zmanei biur. The first man biur is when that min is no longer available in the city, in your your immediate vicinity, in the tchum of your city. So then you bring those payrolls to an otzer beis din in that city, and the beis din starts dividing and starts distributing 3 seudos for each person, and 2 for Shabbos, and 2 seudos for each person each day, until there are no more payrolls. If there is no beis din in the city, so then you have to be mafkarit, and every person can go and reclaim that which he was mafkir, and they could continue to eat it until those payrolls are no longer available in the entire land. Meaning, the first amount of beer was when they're no longer available in your tchum, in your city. Once they become no longer available in the entire land, then you have to go and just destroy them. Then you have to go and burn them. And then there's the shita that we paskin like, which is the Rash, the Ramban, Tosfos, and Maseches Pesachim, that the peiros do not become aser b'achila b'zman habir. All you need to do is be mevayer them mirushuso. It does not mean that you have to burn them. It means you have to take them outside, be mafkir them for anyone to take, and once you mafkir them and people had a reasonable time to be able to take them, you could take them back also. You can go and reclaim them. So you could, that's what beer means. Beer just means after. It's just that until you do the beer, it becomes asid. That is the shita of Tosfos. Those are the 3 basic shitos in terms of what the mitzvah of beer actually is. Another point that came up over here is we said that that we had used Shemitah as an example of something that is ein lamatirin, that it never becomes mutter, and nevertheless is not subject to bittul. And we gave the answer, no, once it's ein lamatirin, once it's past the zman biur, it is subject to bittul. But why did the Gemara ask from Shemitah, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Galilean Shas over here? I'll give you a better example the Gemara could have challenged with. I mean, again, Rabbi Shimon gave this klal. His klal was, whenever it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, there's no bittul. When it's ein lo matirin, there is bittul. What about Yayin Nesach? Yayin Nesach is ein lo matirin, and it's asur b'mashahu. There's no bittul of Yayin Nesach. So why don't we say, well, wait a second, Yayin Nesach is ein lo matirin, it should be subject to bittul. Why is it asur b'mashahu? We only challenge from Shvius, and to Shvius we had an answer. But we're not going to have an answer for Yayin Nesach, so we could challenge Rabbi Shimon in a better way, where there's no answer. So the Paras Yosef suggests, based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that Yayin Nesach is only Asr because it has Chashivus. That's why it's not Batel. It's not because it Asr's Bekol Shu, it's because of the Chashivus of the item. Meaning Bittel implies, the whole concept of Bittel is that the Chashivus of the item is not there. It's not, it's gone. Like a Beria is Eina Betela. Why is a Beria Eina Betela? Chaticha Ril Eskabit is not Batel. Because it just doesn't become Batel B'Metzias. It's still Chashiv. So it retains its Chashivus. No matter, so that, when there's a Halal, lachik, no bittul. So that's what we're talking about. That any davar she'ein lo matirin is subject to regular halachic bittul. But when there's like a metzias, that it's a chashva item, so it just can't become batel. So that's not, that doesn't enter our conversation. The Rashash suggests differently. He says that the reason Yayin Nesach is asur b'mashu is because of the chumras ha'isur avodah zarah. The klal of Rabbi Shimon was with things that are not chamur, that are not super chamur. Right? Rabbi Shimon's list of things that don't become batel, tevel, these are regular Isurim. They're not Avodah Zarah. So that Rabbi Shimon was talking about normal things. Avodah Zarah has its own parsha. The Achronim also wonder why Chametz BePesach doesn't make the list. It's Asur B'Mashu, and it's so there's no Bittul, and yet it's a Davar She'ein Lo Matirin. It does not become Mutri even after Pesach is over. It becomes Chametz She'avra Lo VePesach. So that's a discussion the Achronim have as well. Okay, but anyway, back to our conversation over here. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring a fourth raya to the Shaila, to try to be poshet the Shaila of this Rabbi Shmuel Demin Kef Yama, or whatever, I forgot what his name was, Rabbi Shmuel, something like that. So let's bring a fourth raya, Yishmal Ish Kfar Yama. So let's bring a fourth raya to answer his question about the Shemitah onion that was replanted in the 8th year and grew. Elamin Hada Pashto. We could be poshet from the following Mishnah. Ditnan Bitsalim Sheyardu Aleim Gisham Vitzimchu. Let's say you have onions that grew in the 6th year, and then you uprooted them from the ground and you replanted them in the Shemitah year. And then it rained, and leaves started to grow from this onion. So now you have a suffix. Are these leaves growing from the Yanika Sakarka, in which case they're Gidule Shvius, and they're Aser, Or is it from the natural moisture of the onion itself that these leaves are growing from, in which case they're growing from an onion that was a sixth-year onion, not Shemitah, and therefore would not have the status of Shemitah, because sometimes onions grow leaves even after you detach them from the ground, and you don't replant them in the ground. So maybe that's what these leaves are. So, im hayu alin shalan shchorin, you have to look at the color of the leaves. If the leaves are a very, very dark green, where they almost look black, then asur, then you assume that they're being yonik from the karka and they're asur. But a riku, if it's a more yellowish type of green, then mutarim, then we assume that they're mutar. The word yerek, the word yarok in Mishnaic Hebrew never means green. Yarok kikarti means like a dark green, but yarok means like a yellowish tint to something. So Rabbi Chanin ben Atigonus Omer, im yicholim litalish balin shalan asurin. He's saying, gives a different keder. How do I know if these leaves are being yonik from the karka during Shemitah or not? So he says, even if they never turned black, if you're able to uproot these onions by pulling the on the leaves, so then that shows that these leaves are very, very strong. It must be that they're yonik from the karka, that they're growing from the karka. So then they're going to be asr. But if when you pull those leaves, you're not able to pull the onion out of the ground, the leaves will just rip right off of the onion, then it's not being yonik from the karka. Then it's just growing from the onion itself. So now the Mishnah tells us, based on these two simanim, ukenegdan, if you were to have onions of Shemitah that you planted lemotzai shvius, that you replanted in the ground after Shemitah, and then it rained and it grew leaves, and you want to know, are these leaves from the onion itself? If they're from the onion itself in this case, it would make them asr, they'd be Shemitah produce. But if it was from the yanika and the karka, so it would be not Shemitah, but so mutarim. They're just mutarim. There's no kedusha shvius, because for sure we assume that rabu gidulei heter ali ikra aser, that the ikra may have been aser, but now the gidulim are heter, and since there's more gidulei heter than there was the ikra that was aser, so we assume that it's mevatalit. So the meimer the gidulei heter malin as a iser. So you see that the gidulei heter are mevatal the iser, and it's not nimshach after the iser, because we allow these olim that grew in matzai shvius, even though they came out of an ikur that was aser. So don't you see, that's a raya, that the gidulim are not nimshach after the ikur, and that should be poshet, the shaila that we started with, that you plant the onion in from the seventh year in the eighth year, and it grows. Whatever grows is not nimshach after the ikur. So answers the Gemara, nah, v'dilma b'meduchanin. Maybe this Mishnah is talking about a case where before you replanted the onion during the eighth year, you ground it up, and therefore it lost its chashivos. So in such a case, the gidulim are for sure not going to be nimshach after it. But if you had a whole onion that you put into the ground, maybe the gidulim would be nimshach after the iser. That's how the Ran and the Rashba, that's how they explain. The Meiri just says, metzius-wise, it's difficult to understand, because if you grind up the onion and then put it in the ground, nothing's going to happen. It's just not going to grow, apparently. The only way to grow is to put the whole thing in the ground. So that's what causes some other Rishonim to say that can't be what it means. Meduchan must mean somehow later. That's what the Rush writes, that the Gemara means that after the gidulim were tzameach, then you ground up the onion, you mix the ikra and the gidulim together in a ground up mush, and that's why it becomes batel b'shishim like all other isurim. So that's what he says, and therefore you can't be poshet the gidulim or mevatim the ikra in a case where you didn't grind them up and mix them together, because it could be that they're not considered mu'uravim zebezeh when you just have an onion that was planted in the ground and more stuff grew. Then maybe there's no bitl, maybe it's not subject to bitl, because maybe there's no taroves in such a case. Okay, fifth raya, elamin hadad detanya. Here's the fifth and final raya for today. Hamenakesh imakuti b'chasios. If a person is helping a kuti weed his garden, so ochel mehen achilas harai, you're allowed to eat from the stuff that you're working with achilas harai, even though chumas maisos were not yet taken from it, because it's only an achilas harai and it's not nigmar malachto. So that's the din when it comes to tevel. We're not choshesh that maybe the kuti planted chasios shel tevel that are asr b'achilas harai, where the gidulim are asr b'achilas harai as well. He planted chulin, and therefore right now it's not even yet tevel, because it's not nigmar malachto. Uma asran, and when you buy chasios from a kuti, you have to take maisos like it is tevel vaday. You know, not like demai. We assume that it's real tevel when you take the maisros. Tosos explains in Maseches Gittin that the reason is because kutim are simply not makpid on lifnei iver losita in michshol. So if they're selling you something, you could be sure they did not take chumas and maisros, because they understand lifnei iver losita in michshol in a literal sense. They're just not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of an actual blind man. But they don't assume that there's any issue Iser in providing somebody else with Iser. So therefore, even though they're very religious about what they believe in, they just don't believe that there's such a thing called Ivnei Velasita Mishkan. So it's not like Demai. Demai is an Amaretz who has a Yetzer Hara, so maybe he wasn't Mafresh Shumas and Maisers properly. This Kuti doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. He's very religious, and he thinks that there's nothing wrong with providing things that don't have Shumas and Maisers taken from them. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yisrael Chashal Shviyas, the Motsai Shviyas Mutter. If the another din of Chasios, if the worker is helping to weed with the Yisrael who's chasher al shviyas, and he works with him in the eighth year, even though minastam the gidulim of right now are from the Chasios of shviyas, which are aser because it's tzvichei shviyas, nevertheless you're allowed to eat from the gidulim because by this time you can assume that the rabu al gidulim al ikar and they were mevatel it and therefore it's going to be mutter. Ooh, the meimer the gidulim hatter malinasi iser. There you see that the gidulim hatter malinasi iser. That we don't assume that the gidulim are nimshach after the ikar. That it's since it's Motzai Shviyas, now you can assume that all the Gidulim is going to be Mutter because it's not Nimshach after the Shviyas that's planted in the ground. So says Gemara, nah, I'm not sure that's a Raya. The Gemara tries three rejections. Vidilma Bedover Shazarakala. Maybe the Bryce is talking about something that where the seed gets disintegrated in the ground, and by Bedover Shazarakala we said, of course it's not Nimshach after the Iker. The whole Shaila was only Bedover Shein Zarakala. So says Gemara, nah, that doesn't work because Hatanya, Eluin Chasios. What are Chasios? Kigon haluf, hashum, vabetzalim. Those are things that are in Zarukala. So don't make an ukimta that it's talking about Zarukala. We know what it was talking about. Says Gemara, second possible rejection, vidilma b'meduchanin. Maybe gidul heter are not mevatel the ikr. They're nimshach after the ikr. The reason we're matir over here is because the balasada was makbid that before he planted it, he ground up the chasios that were aser v'iser shviyas in order that they shouldn't be chashav anymore, and therefore the gidulim won't be nimshach achareyem. That if he ground them up, then it won't be nimshach achareyem. So says Mar Chashal al Shviyas Katani. He's a guy who's Chashal al Shviyas. He's not going to go out of his way to grind stuff up so that it won't be Nimshach HaKreim. He doesn't care. He's Chashal al Shviyas. So third possibility, Vidilma Petaroves. Maybe the Brisa is not Matir the Poel to eat from these Chasios unless it's Petaroves. The Chasios got mixed in with other Chasios that were Heter. And became batel berov, so it already was in the house and already got mixed in with other stuff. Says Gemara, hamenachish katani. But it says that you're out in the field helping him weed. You're out in the garden helping him weed. That's when you're eating it. It's not later when it's in the house and it's mixed in. So says Gemara. So you see that taka, since none of these rejections of the raya worked, so you see taka, we have a raya that the gidulin are malinus iser and are not nimshach after the iser. So now we go back and we say, well, wait a second. Yesterday we brought a raya that the gidulim are nimshach after are not nimshach after the Yisr, and we had two Amoraim that held not that way. So maybe now this is a raya against those two Amoraim. So says Mar Leimatavi Tiyufte, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. Maybe this brisa now is going to be a major pircha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan from yesterday. What did Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan say yesterday? The Rabbi Yochanan is one that said when it came to Orla that if you have an Orla tree that you are markiv onto a zakena, onto a tree that's no longer Orla, the gidule had that grow right now are not mevatel the iser of the peros that already existed on that sapling. So, and Rabbi Yonasan said that when it comes to kilei akerem, that if you plant an onion in a kerem, even if afterwards you uproot the kerem, the gidulei heter that grow right now are not going to be mevatel that which grew before the iser. So you see that lechora we now have a brisa against this, because this brisa tells us that the gidulim are not nimshach after the ikr, that it's not going to be asir. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shan Yeshvius, Holvi Isura Ali Dekarka, Bitilasa Nami Ali Dekarka. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yesod. He says, when it comes to Shemitah, Shemitah is a unique kind of Isser. That since the entire Isser of Shemitah only emanates from the Karka, from the Kedusha of the Karka, that's what causes the Isser. Vishavsa Haaretz, it's the land that causes the Isser. So the Bittul of the Isser of Shviyas can happen through karka. So if you plant the iser in karka during the eighth year and gidulim come out, the iser turns into heter just like the gidulim are heter. As opposed to arla kilei kerem, the cases that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan were talking about, those isurim are not generated by the karka. It's the chisaron zman that generates the iser of arla. It just hasn't been long enough, but that same karka is going to produce mutter fruits in that tree, and it's the tarovis of the minim by kilei kerem that creates the issue. It's the fact that there are grapes over there. It's not the karka itself. And therefore, this unique form of bittul that we have through karka, by replanting it and letting it grow and allowing it to become asur, that unique form of bittul doesn't apply to something where the issur is not generated by the karka. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there and we'll discuss, well, wait a second, is that always true that this form of bittul only applies to things where the issur is generated by the karka? So everyone have a wonderful day. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.